From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
That is an era of Steve and Chris's, which is both of us, Steve and Chris and the stakeholders. Chris, what's going on? Talking some football, week two. What's going on, man?
Everything's smooth, man. I'm listening to my beat, man. You know I love that beat. That's the shit right there. I'm still trying to figure out who does it. Everything is cool. Everything is cool. Everything is cool. Man, look, this is I'm not used to us having must wins the second game of the year, so we got a little bit to talk about tonight, man. So,
all right, right.
Let's hit it. Let's hit it.
Yeah, we're going to get into it. We have, of course, in about a half hour, we'll get to the E-table with the Giant fans have said on the fan page, the Bleed Blue Show. In about 45 minutes, we'll get to our pick'ems for week two. And you're absolutely correct. This is must-win territory for our Giants, and we're going to get the stakeholders on. I'll say this. You might as well put me on the timer now, and then we'll get to all the other guys and gals when they call
here
in.
Here we go.
Because I mean, I watched a lot of that Buffalo Jets game last week, and the Buffalo to me is defensively, I think they're kind of sound, but the way I look at it, as far as we should, if we play our game and we play sound football, we should beat the Buffalo Bills. But there's not a lot of concerns, but you have to be on the worrisome with Josh Allen, because he's the type of quarterback. He's going to try to run and throw the football. He will run it if he has to. I mean, he's not going to go through his progressions. I thought Devin Singletary, the running back for the Buffalo Bills, had a decent second half that really got them back into the game when they were down 16-0 to the Jets. Their offensive line with Dawkins, Feliciano, and Ford are pretty decent, but they're not invincible. So we have our chances there. But the Buffalo defense, Chris, the Buffalo defense, man, they run a 3-4, and these guys can hit, man. I mean, you could go to Matt Miliano. He's their linebacker. He's a big hitter. He had to put a huge hit out. I think it was on Crowder in the game last week. Jordan Poyer is a strong safety. Nobody in the NFL talks about. This is a guy, he'll get you a sack if they throw him in a blitz. He'll get you 10 tackles a game. He's an excellent safety, strong safety. Tremaine Edmonds. Ed Oliver had a quiet game last week. He might have a breakout. You never know. I mean, you got to look out for that matchup versus Zeitler or what happens to be Will Hernandez. They got a solid defensive line, man. Shaq Lawson and Star Tulutue from the Panthers. So, I mean, they got guys, man. But if we play our game, Chris, and I'm looking forward to hearing from the Giant fans, the stakeholders, we should have our chances, man. I'll say that. Anything else you'd like to say, Chris, on that before we'll get a roll call going and bring on the stakeholders?
Let me just say this right quick. You know, there's no question that Allen and company, they're going to have their moments against our team, okay? But I don't know, and I definitely doubt that they'll have the same kind of success that the Cowboys did. Don't expect that kind of game from the Buffalo offense, Steve, which is, I'm sorry, mediocre is worse, man, at worst. I mean, Allen looked like the same inaccurate quarterback he was as a rookie. He was picked up twice. One interception came on a damn drop pass, though, okay? They were not that convincing to me, because I watched that game as well. Let me tell you, that game, I don't know who the offensive coordinator is for the Bills, but his game plan was to throw some more. And it was like, if you notice, Josh Allen had nearly 20 throws or something like that before everything started falling apart for him, okay? We, on the other hand, cannot play, bro, we can't have another performance like that, man. You know, it's easy to see why we're underdogs at home, even against a team like this. And you know, look, for three quarters, let me go back to this. Three quarters, the Buffalo's offense, they were just as bad as the Giants' defense last week. So the only reason they came alive is because C.J. Mosley left the damn game. and the New York's defense fell apart. The Jets' defense fell apart. Okay, and that allowed the Bills to survive. I think like 4 turnovers in a safety, something like that, Steve. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, bruh, look, man, that's what Allen's legs. He can win. He can win some games with his legs, man. I mean, you know, he has some big games last year with that, and it's impossible for us to play any worse. And you know, look, let's call the roll call right now. That's what
Let's get a roll call.
I need to say hello.
Yeah, yeah. Just say hello to the people. Say hello. We're gonna start off with everybody. We're gonna Bakes from the Frontliners, NYG Frontliners NYG, on the gram. Hey, Bakes, say hello to the people. How you doing, sir?
What's good, Bleed Blue family? Azul, professor,
oh.
What's good?
All right, shout out to the Bakes. Yes, sir.
Ah, man. All right. Can't call it, B. Ready for week 2.
All right. We got a lot of questions for you, man. I hope you got answers for us. The Worm, say hello to the people.
Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing?
Wow.
Good, man. Good.
Looking forward to seeing you soon, sir.
Yes, sir. Come on.
All right. Shouts to the Worm. All right, let's bring on, let's go to Sarge. Sarge, say hello to the people. How you doing, sir?
What up, Sarge?
What up, man? What's going on?
What up, Chief? You all right?
All right.
Man, Dwayne, long day, man, long day.
I got you. All right, Steve. All right,
cool. Let's bring on Nick, man. Nick, let's say hello to the people. How you doing, sir?
Yo, what's happening?
What's up?
What's going
up?
How you guys doing?
All right, shout out to... Pretty good, man. How you doing, man?
Good. Excited to join the group and get to talking.
That's what we do. All right, shout out to Nick, man. Let's go to Bud, man. Budro, what's going on, homie? How's everything?
What's up with you, man? How you doing, Bleed Blue family?
Hey,
trying to make it through this surgery recovery. I thought nothing felt better than surgery until I seen that Dallas game last week.
Right.
I'm like, yo.
Yeah, that'll put you back in. That'll
man, it won't a painkiller to get that feeling off. And of course, you know,
right,
I got
dude.
The phone calls like they won the 6th ring or something.
That's oh, please.
Oh, my goodness.
We I ain't hit it that way on you today, boy. I can go on about that. We ain't going there.
All right, bud, stay right there, because we're going
to
get to you. We're going to definitely let you sound off on how you see these matchups. Let's get to Big O, peace and blessings, homie. How you doing,
Uh-oh.
Sir?
Peace and blessings, sir.
What's
going on, man? You already know. It's football talk, baby.
That's it. Gotta be. Anybody left, Steve? What we got?
Yeah, let's bring on George, man. George, what's going on, man? How you doing, sir?
Hey, what's good, Blue family? Just want to say what's up, talk some Giants football, and let's see if we can turn this thing around.
Let's try to do that, man. And Chris, we have no time to waste. Let's put the 3-minute timer on everybody. If you heard me at the top, Bakes, if you heard me, the matchup versus the Bills. By the way, anybody who's not speaking, just mute your line, just mute your phone, so we limit all the background noise. Bakes, we'll lead off with you, man. Talk to us as far as what you see in this matchup, Week 2 versus the Bills. I thought the Bills, it got away with one with the Jets. I think the Jets let that slide. But I know you probably didn't see the game, but what's your thoughts as far as how we match up versus them? I think Singletary is an issue. I think their linebackers and strong safety play for the Bills is an issue. I mean, offensively, we have the injury report. You know, Shepard is did not practice with the concussion. But, Bates, give us your thoughts, and we'll go right down the line, the Worm and everybody else. And, by the way, if you have a question for a stakeholder or a Giants fans on the line, please directly ask them, because we're trying to engage more of a conversation. But go ahead, Bates. Fire away, man.
Listen, fellas, I'm going to keep it all the way 100 with you. Other than Josh Allen, I don't know who's on the Buffalo Bills. You understand me? You know what I'm saying? I have no clue. But I'm going to tell you this right now. They got away with one last week.
That was the best thing I ever heard.
One last week, and then the way we played defense last week, I don't know if those things can get fixed. Like, you know, a lot of folks, Dre Graham was saying, we can't cover a tight end, we can't cover over the middle, a lot of mistakes. Can we clean up half of that and be competitive? The offense, to me, was okay. The numbers were okay. Saquon needed the ball more. So matchup-wise, I think our offense, to whatever they have, will be okay because they didn't put up a lot of points. They didn't put up a lot of points. The Jets kind of just let them back in the game. You know?
Yeah.
You know, that mono probably will start to kick in for Darnold during the game. So kind of where the offense fell off for him. But I don't know. I think it's less me worrying about the Bills, more me worrying about the New York Football Giants and the ineptitude on defense. That's the problem. Offense, our only issue to me right now is wide receiver depth because we can't touch the field. They brought back T.J. Jones, which I was very upset that they cut him. He was one of the better playmakers during the preseason. And he has some talent and some big playability. So hopefully he'll get in and get some plays and help stretch the field. The line looked pretty good. Saquon needs more than 11 touches. He needs at least 20 to 25 touches a game to be effective because he is our offensive weapon. Evan Engram looked really good. He held on to the ball. He made a lot of plays down the field. But matchup-wise, I think the key is can we clean up all those errors and ineptitude we had on defense, and that would be the key. Question that I would have is, does anyone see us winning our home opener against the Buffalo Bills? Because I kind of don't feel that way right now.
But here's my question to you. If you don't know who's on the Buffalo Bills, then how can you say we're not going to beat them?
Because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who they have.
It really does.
If we can't hold on, Steve. I understand it's my matchup, but if we can't, we're not guarding anybody. It's not like, you know. Granted, Dallas has some talent. They got, you know, what I'm saying they got talent at the wide receiver spot. But the problem was half the time them dudes weren't guarded.
Now finish that point, and we'll go to Warren.
Half the time, a lot of those dudes weren't guarded. Old man Witten just strolling around in the middle of the field scoring touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
We got beat on a couple plays, legit plays, but it wasn't like they flat out just destroyed us because we were competing. They didn't compete at the secondary level, and we have no pass rush. We picked up some dude off waivers. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're doing now to get a pass rush, to pick up a dude off waivers when we had an off season to pick up a legit rusher. And we didn't do that. And we talked all preseason about who's going to be a playmaker. But we didn't make
no
plays. We didn't play no plays in the backfield. So if we can't have that on the defense, who are we going to stop?
All right, well, we're going to throw that question at every stakeholder and get their thoughts. Warren, give us your thoughts as far as the matchup versus the Bills and Biggs' question. Do you see us winning the opener? And then we'll get to everybody down the line. Go ahead, Warren.
All right. A couple things I'm looking at, you know, offensively is the play calling. You know, you're down inside the five. The best player on your team, which is Barkley, should be getting the ball until you punch it in. Offensive line-wise, I'm a lot more confident with what we have. The matches I'm looking for is, you know, Ed Oliver over Zeitler, or if Ed Oliver moves over to Will Hernandez's side. Because he's explosive off the ball. He's got very great agility, and he's a powerful D tackle. Moving in like the Buffalo's, you know, linebackers and secondary, they got speed on all three levels.
Mm-hmm.
Shepard's in concussion protocol, so I'm taking it as if he ain't playing. Tate suspended, you know, so it's. I mean, we're not even stretching the field now as it is. And that was with Shepard, you know, healthy last week. The offense is going to have to be run through Barkley and Engram. And they're going to have to mix in some type of play-action pass to at least try to get some separation because at times Corey Latimer has a hell of a time getting any type of separation from any defensive back. looking defensively, our secondary, I hope they learn how to cover, you know, this week in practice. Middle of the field, you know, they cannot, and I'm going to say it again, they cannot allow receivers or tight ends to run free ride through the middle of the field, up the seams. That shit's got to stop. You either got to take your DN, jam the tight end up on the line, take your corner, play some type of press coverage, or linebacker who's ever covering them, or your strong safety. You can't let these guys get free releases down the seam. They should have learned this back in, like, you know, 2000. Pass rush, I don't even know if our defense knows what a sack is at this point. As far as, you know, personnel scheme-wise, I'm going to loop it together. I think our linebackers are just too slow to run a 3-4 front. They're either going to have to, you know, bring in some different personnel grouping, which I don't think they really have it on this roster, or they're going to have to scheme it up a little different, because I don't – our linebackers are too friggin' slow for a 3-4 front. As far as this week, I don't really feel, you know, too confident with the Giants, but I can see them winning only because, I mean, Buffalo just – they don't really do it for me. I don't – their offense scares me.
Finish that last point. Their
defense scares me because of the talent they have on it, but their offense is – eh, if it came down into, you know, getting into, you know, a shootout, I'm going to take the Giants. But I'm not really a fan of Buffalo's offense. Their defense is legit.
You have a question for the stakeholders before we go on?
No, I think I'm good.
All right, cool, man. Worm, thank you very much. Shout out to the Worm. Let's go to Sarge, man. Sarge, what's your thoughts as far as this week versus the Bills? Bakes question, and if you have a question as well, Bakes asked, are we going to win this week?
You asking Sarge?
Sarge, yeah.
After that shit show on Sunday, I would say it's a toss-up, and it's sad to say that because last week I was gung-ho beyond recognition, but after that display Sunday, and the changes that, again, as not just a fan, but somebody like I know some of us have probably maybe coached at a particular level. I've had the opportunity, you know, to coach at least the high school level. And that shit that I saw on Sunday on defense was like basic 100, not even 101, basic 100 foolery. On the field when it came to our defense. It was pathetic because looking at the defense, and I had posed this question to somebody in another group, what we could move to, which, again, I know they're not gonna, but I just put out a scenario of moving to a 4-3 and putting Hale and Carter on the end and putting Thomason and Lawrence on the inside, dealing with Conley, Davis, and Ogletree interchangeable as far as within linebackers, even though they're slow as shit. And then picking fucking Hamilton off the team in its entirety and moving Ballantyne up at least to the second spot and hoping Baker comes around. And, of course, dealing with Bethea and Peppers as veterans. Because the core of the receivers on Buffalo, with the exception of one, they're all new. The tight end is new as far as coming to the Bills, not new to the league, but coming to the Bills. They're all new with the exception of one. The tight end is new, two of the receivers are new, and they didn't have spectacular numbers where they came from. So I think we can hang with them, but somebody said earlier about Josh Allen's legs. If we end up in 3rd and 4 on several occasions, the same thing that happened to us in Dallas will happen with the Bills. The quarterback will run, and find those 4 or 5 yards, or will find the tight end coming off a 5 and out or doing a quick hook, and we'll be done again, marching down the field like it's a fucking parade. And that's what Dallas did. That's exactly what will happen if we can't get any control with this defense. Because, I mean, literally, I don't remember a series of any type of pass rush. I mean, that's just me. So that's how I see us this week. I want to say it's actually toss-up because our offense, somebody was saying that, you know, Saquon has to get more touches. Of course Saquon has to get more touches, but Dallas, out of their 5 touchdowns, 4 of them, I believe, belong to the same run.
So, I finished that.
Well, like I said, those were 4 long-sustained drives. Trying to get Saquon the touches that he needs, we can't get him because we have to go down the field quicker because we're running the time off the clock. But that's all I got. So toss-up, if we win it, great. If we don't, I won't be surprised.
Now, do you have a question for any of the stakeholders going to be speaking behind you?
Not that I can think of right now.
All right. Shout outs to Sarge, man. Thank you very much. Let's go to Nick, man. Nick, give us your thoughts. This matchup versus the Bills. Bakes' question was about, are we going to win on Sunday, week 2? Welcome, Nick.
I think we can win on Sunday. Like Sarge said, it is a toss up because of the Dallas game, and it was a shit show. They were marching down the field, you know, a lot, you know, and we really shouldn't be allowing that. I think Antonio Hamilton had a fucking horrible game. That was terrible. It was one of the worst. It's one of the worst defensive backs I've ever seen in Giants history. That was a horrible game, and I thought that he could not cover for his life. But I also agree with the second caller. I forget his name. The fact that we have all these guys, you know, Shepard on concussion protocol and Tate suspended, it's the next guy up, period. I don't care who you are or, you know, if you're good or you think you're not good or whatever. You know, it's the next guy up. Next guy's got to play, and the next guy's got to show up. That being said, I do like the re-signing of T.J. Jones. I did like Alonzo Russell a little bit better, but, you know, beggars can't be choosers in that situation. So, I completely understand that. But for this game, I think he, you know, the young guys have to step up and make some plays. I mean, our cornerback, I hate the talk of, It's Eli. Eli's not great. He's getting older, yes, but it's not just Eli. Our defense sucks. Our pass rush sucks. It's absolutely horrible. Did I think that going into this season our defense was going to be amazing? No, I didn't think it was going to be amazing, but I thought it was going to be better than it was this week against Dallas because I think this week was absolutely terrible. And like Sarge said, they were doing, you know, little quarterback runs, little 5-yard dumps, and then they would just throw it deep down the field in the middle. You can't leave guys like that wide open. You know, if we have a pass rush, at least contain the quarterback, keep him in the fucking pocket. You know, that's the problem. Is, you know, they're not in the pocket. You know, they're running outside, they're getting those little 5 yards, and that's what kills us. I think that the cornerbacks, like they said prior, they need to step up. We need to make some plays. The linebackers, I agree with the, you know, the switch in the defense. Do we think it's going to happen? No, you know, obviously. But that wouldn't be a terrible idea. I just think that everybody on defense needs to get better. The line for offense is good to me. That doesn't bother me. But 11 touches for Saquon Barkley in a game like that, that's bullshit. That just doesn't fly with me. But do I think that we can win this week? Yes. Do I think that the Bills played a very shitty Jet team? Yes. Do I think that the Bills are good? No. I think they're actually, you know, they're worse than the Giants. But Giants always play down to their opponent. You know, they'll always play up to the big guys, and then they play down to the people that suck, and they think that they can win, and then they lose. But that's what I have to say on that.
Now, Nick, do you have a question for anybody here at the roundtable?
No, I think I'm okay right now.
right. Thank you very much, Nick. Now, Chris, Sarge has spoken. The Worm, Bakes, Nick just spoke. Chris, you have any quick questions for Dill before we go to Budrow and then we move on to Big O and so on?
No, I want everybody to speak up, man, and implement just like the family that we are. Just keep on, let's keep it rocking.
All right, let's go to Bud.
And remember, for everybody else that's not calling in, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Bleed Blue Show, at Bleed Blue Show, The Bleed Blue Show, www.bleedblueshow.com. This is the Roundtable Preview versus the Bills. Let's keep it rocking, Azul.
All right, I got a question for Budrow as he goes in for his 3 minutes. Now, Bud, my question, who would you like to throw on Cole Beasley, cornerback-wise, John Brown, the wide receivers for the Buffalo Bills? What matchups would you like to primarily see? And then anything else as far as matchups, and then if you think we're going to win, so on and so forth, then we'll move right down the line.
As far as if that's their best player, where's our best player on defense? It's my thing is, like, why wasn't Jenkins playing against Cooper the whole game Sunday? Cooper was having fun with whoever was guarding him. Baker, the one that he didn't turn his head like Eli Apple. You know, our best players have to be on their best players at all times. And as far as Sunday, if you would have said it was a preseason game, I'd have been like, oh, it's us, no doubt. But it's like a coin flip. We need more from everybody. We need more. Like, from the offensive side, it was perfect, but we need more. Eli, stop looking at them defenses come at you like that. Call some audibles. You need to change the plays up. Shaquan needs more touches. I'm glad Ingram spent a little money on his check and bought him some hands because now he's finally catching. We needed him to do that a couple of seasons ago. Wide receivers, really not too worried because one thing we never had was a star wide receiver when we had success. Eli just had people that was going to catch the ball and run their routes like they were supposed to. Their offensive line is the only thing I'm not talking about this week because we finally got one. Defense-wise, it's kind of like the run game, we can stop that. Anything outside of anybody running, we're terrible. Terrible. I don't see how they spent all of that money a couple of years ago on defense just to get rid of the whole defense, which just astounds me. The Bills, we should be able to beat any team that can go to the Super Bowl 4 years straight and not get a ring. That's how I honestly feel. We should have won the game last week. We should be the team that hasn't been to the Super Bowl since Bobby Brown had a hit record. You know, we should always win. The defense, we have nobody. I know we got this guy on the defense. I would like to see more of the X-Man, but as far as, like, man, like you said, like everybody else said, that running across the middle and nobody's paying attention to this guy, so you're just going to leave him and you're going to leave him. You know, it's just the play calling stinks. I don't know whether he think he's playing Madden on the sideline or what, but it's real games. Like, Phil Jackson never benched Michael. Why would you take Shaquan out of the equation? Come on. I mean, Larry Brown knew that Alvin Iverson had to take 40 shots a game. Shaquan needs 20-plus. I don't care whether he's getting the ball handed off or he's running routes. He's going to get the job done. He needs more action. And, you know, I mean, everybody's going to hate Eli and throw him under the boat, but the one thing I'm glad that he didn't through Sunday was throw a pick. He's known for that. It's like, Jesus Christ, there's so many issues with this thing, and it really goes all the way up to management and ownership, I feel like, because there's no way that they can – all the fans know what's wrong with the team and you don't.
Shout-outs to Budrow, man. Thank you very much on your sound. Now, do you have a question for any of the stakeholders? Oh, do you think we're going to win? That's from Bakes, actually. And then if you have a question.
Hey, look, I think we're going to win every game. But as soon as I see we looking like the last game, it's kind of like, I don't know. I didn't see that second half push like we always did. We always played twice as hard as we did in the first half and the second half. But if the defense can stick, do their thing and take some pressure off the offense, it's an easy W. And it's definitely a bounce back. Should be.
All right. Shout out to Budrow, man. Thank you very much. Let's go to the Honorable Big O. Big O. Your thoughts as far as are we going to win this
game? Man, come on, man. You know this team is coaching, man. That would take.
Yeah, where's Big O at? Shout out to Big O, man. Big O, give us your thoughts.
Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
You hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, man. Look. Hey, simple, man. Simple. Remember, I already told you. You already snapped. Hit the button. How did this look? Last week's shit show, just going to just blame on the players. It was part of coaching as well, too. Because gaming, football game is a chess, there's adjustments. That game was 7-7 for a minute until somebody adjusted and figured out what was going on. And then another team just didn't want to adjust after that. So it becomes harder on these young players if you're out there and you're not being told to adjust and you're making calls out there and players are not where they're supposed to be because the captains of the defense, the quarterbacks of the defense, don't know where to be the damn sets. They're biting on every play action and shit. It was a shit show because all around the board, coaching, playing, everybody gets an F except the offensive line. Saquon doesn't get an F. We already know he's Mr. Amazing Guy. But other than that, nobody played with energy. Nobody played with fire. I watched the game. I watched the coaches cut. Defense was getting there, but then they realized that if we play quick pass, step out, the Giants were not able to get to us. That's what they were doing to us. They would make it, the corners look like trash because they didn't adjust. They didn't jam off it. They didn't play close and jam off the line. They didn't do none of that stuff. So I blame that on coaching. Is this week going to look a little different? Of course. Of course it's going to look different because this stuff I'm telling you, they hadn't seen it. And you're playing Dallas, that's a team that's been playing together for a minute now. They got that continuity going. We got a whole bunch of new stuff going on. So I expect it to look like a shit show on Sunday. Like that? Nah, but I expect it to lose. Why? It's because part of the problem, too, nobody, remember, I'm going to quote it again. Nobody's blaming Eli. All he's just saying is he is part of the problem. And when your quarterback is part of the problem, that is big. Why? Because he is the commander-in-chief. When you have a defense that really is not that good, you should be able to field generally the fit with the game and keep the offense out there and get some long drives and score a touchdown. He can't do that. Why? Because a long time, Eli cannot beat a deep cover two. He hasn't been able to beat that for a long time. Teams figure it out. Defensive lines peel their head back. He stands like a statue. He's going to break his dunk or throw an interception. He can try to push something deep. That's the game. That's the problem we're having. That's why the defense come back out on the field after a bad series when their confidence is a little shot, and then they're right back on the field. So you don't even get a goddamn time to even drink the Gatorade and get a little confidence in your ass before you get back on the field. That's the problem, man. So it's a problem. It's a whole problem. And coaches see it. And I don't know if it's just maybe, okay, again, this is Eli's last year, and everybody knows he's just going to let this thing be Eli's team. But that's the problem we're having. To answer the question, Blake said real quick, are we going to win? We can. But I think mistakes might kill us again. We can win. So if you ask me if I have a bet on it, Giants lose a close one. By three to Buffalo.
All right, Big O, you have a question for the rest of the panel.
I do have a question. My question is, if your quarterback is a part of the problem, and I can point it out, plays that he's missing, but right there in his face, he's just not pulling the trigger, and when he's ready to pull the trigger, the play shut down. Do you think, since we're already in a rebuild mode, and you have to pay attention, we're all in a rebuild mode, don't you think, if games get out of hand, 28 zip, and you see the same dink and dunk, Daniel Jones should get more playing time every game until it's time to put him in and let him take over the team because we got to face it. It's a young, rebuilding team. What the hell, Eli, want to be on a team like this anyway? You know, that's my question.
All right, we could ask that question. Absolutely, that's a valid question. Shout-outs to the Big O, man. Let's get to George, man. George, Big O has the question as far as if the quarterback's part of the problem, when should you pull the plug? And also, Bakes' question, can you win on Sunday? And also, any additional thoughts as far as matches this week? George, go ahead, fire away, man.
All right, a couple things. I'll get to those two other questions. My first issue was with Betcher. I wrote this on the Facebook page. I think he really needs to simplify the defense. Because if you look at it, yeah, there were a couple times they were getting burnt one-on-one, the corners like Baker and Hamilton.
Wow.
But so many of those Dallas receivers were running free over the middle. When that happens, that just means they don't know what they're doing. You know, they don't – when guys are running free, that means, you know, the linebackers and the DBs, they don't know who to cover. There's some kind of confusion. And, you know, Betcher, I think he's trying to be too complicated. Like, you know, that's why we ended up – we got to pick up all these bums from Arizona because, you know, supposedly his system is so complex that you could only understand it if you've played in it for a few years. But, you know, that's garbage. You know, like, simplify it. Like, most of these guys on defense, they have little to no NFL experience. So you got to just, you know, work on the fundamentals, just basic covering, basic tackling. Don't try to get fancy with all these schemes because they're not fooling anybody. They're only fooling our own players that don't know what to do. So, you know, simplify it, work on the fundamentals. You're playing an opponent that doesn't have that kind of firepower on offense that we saw last week. And, you know, make Josh Allen have to make tough throws. Don't just make his job easier by letting guys run free over the middle, you know, on passes that me and you could probably make. So, you know, that's the big thing with the defense. Everything else, offensively, you know, Eli, I think you got to tailor the offense to him. Maybe use some more shotgun just because, you know, under center, you know, he's getting slower and the offense just doesn't look as sharp with him. And if things keep going this way, you know, you might have to make that move. I know they keep saying that, you know, the rookie, he's got to sit. But, I mean, I just watched two rookies last week, Kyler Murray and Gardner Minshew, who's a six-rounder. They came in and balled out right away in their pro debuts. But, yeah, we got a guy who needs a year plus of mentorship or whatever. So, you know, make this change sooner or later if things don't fix. And, you know, I think this is a pick'em game. I think the Giants can pull it out just out of desperation, but definitely don't underestimate this opponent because, you know, they didn't look sharp, but they found a way to win. You know, it was ugly. I watched a lot of that game against the Jets, but you can't underestimate a team that's down a couple scores and comes back late and finds a way to somehow put it together.
I like that analysis. All right, that's cool. Thanks, George. Appreciate that. 929-477-4171.
George, you have a question for the panel before Chris goes on?
Yeah,
go ahead, George. Any questions, George? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I'm good right now. Yeah, I think I put it out there.
All right. I like that. All right. Billy Bob is up to bat in his feelings. What's up, Billy Bob?
Yeah. Hey, good evening, guys. How y'all doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Right,
hello?
Man. Yeah, you hear us?
Y'all can hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Hello?
Got
yeah.
You.
Okay. All right, man. Good evening.
Hey, man, you on the clock.
I want to just start off like the passing number, that's a lie. Because I want y'all to understand, if y'all thinking that Eli did good, that was not good. Because Dallas didn't win it to a prevent defense. So that's why that number looks good. The only thing that looks respectable is our rushing. So I don't want to take too much from our passing game. But for the defense, I want everybody to understand, it's the beginning of the season. We got a brand new defense. So y'all just got to bear with the defense. I know it looks ugly, but we just got to bear with that until they just start working as together, get that, you know, that chemistry going. But as far as like, we're still back at the same spot because, like I said, watching what I see from what the Saints did to get back to kick a field goal, I keep sitting here telling y'all we have a Pro Bowl kicker, and Eli can't even get our Pro Bowl kicker down the setup for an attempt. I mean, that's like bad. I'm still on this Eli stuff. I hate to tell y'all this here, but y'all can hit me and say, oh, Eli played a good game, but that's not a good game to me because I'm feeling like we need points. We need points to be put up, and that falls back on me. That just falls back on the offense. I mean, that's not like I'm not seeing – what everybody looking at saying, like, oh, the offense was okay, but we was moving down the field. How we move down the field if Eli can't even get us to get kick field goals? This literally field goals. I mean, like, we should be able to kick, like, three field goals if we move down the field. So I'm to the point where it's like, yeah, Saquon may have to touch the ball a lot of times, which I don't really want to go down because that's, like, a high risk. But if we're talking about the Buffalo game, I feel like they're going to really lock us up because Buffalo do have a good secondary. Their secondaries are pretty good. If you look at them last year, so we can't just say who's Buffalo and, I mean, who do they have. I know they pretty much got some good secondaries back there that play very good physical defense. And one thing I can say, they play to their strengths. They know their personnel. They ain't stepping out of line. I just see us always stepping out of line because we don't know our own personnel, and even we don't even know how to play with our team yet. So I'm to the point where I think Buffalo will beat us. I mean, and I think they're going to beat us, like thoroughly, like real good, because I'm looking at it like that's how I'm looking. That's how I see it right now.
Right,
I don't
good,
see nothing
we
different.
We want that. Because we got pick'ems coming up, man. You're going to pick it right there. You'll explain that part there, though. What else you got, man? You got anything else? What up? You want to holler about? Well, you got a little time on the clock?
We could just, like, say if – I mean, the linebacker's position, I mean, that looks kind of shaky. As long as we get the rookie in. Like I said, just get all the rookies in and get them playing because I really love the boy – Corey Ballantyne. I think he might be our best cornerback. I mean, what I see from out of preseason, that could be our best one of our. He could be a lockup cornerback. That's what I'm handling
right
with that.
You got any questions for anybody, though, Billy Bob?
No, not really.
All right, Chief. Thanks. Thank you for being in your feelings, bro. I appreciate that.
Always.
Stick to the round table. Carl, my man Carl's up. Chi-Town, what's up, man?
What's going on, Carl?
Good evening, gentlemen. How's everything going?
Hey,
good evening,
you
bro.
You tell
what's
us,
happening,
man. I mean, you know what's going on. What you see happening for this game coming up?
You know, Sunday, you know, I looked at the point spread on Monday morning just to kind of – that's usually how I kind of gauge the game going in. And when I saw that the Giants were underdogs at home to the Buffalo Bills, that should tell you right off the bat that the perception among the people that make the money tells you that this team is simply not as talented as people are projected. You know, before the season, guys, they projected the Giants with 6 wins, which when I was looking at it and doing all the teams, that was the third lowest in the league. So let's think about this for a second. The rest of the, based on strength of talent on this roster, it is one of the three, based on those projections, one of the three worst teams in the league. So I have to sort of adjust my thinking and saying, okay, wait a second. The people that know a little bit about this stuff, they believe the Giants are bad. I watched the game on Sunday, and I pretty much saw a pretty poor team. So 1-1 added up to 2 on Sunday, and that's pretty much what played out. Now, let's kind of back and forth on this. So the Giants have issues at wide receiver, we believe, right? You know, Golden Tate's out, and the idea has held that the Giants want to use Saquon Barkley as a receiver. That was what was projected when he first came into the league. So I rewatched the game yesterday, and I wanted to see how many times the Giants line him up as a wide receiver. You know, the coaching staff has talked about how they can use Saquon all these bunch of ways, and the Giants threw the ball 49 times on Sunday, but only 3 times did Saquon line up as a wide receiver, either in the slot or out wide, and he only ran 1 legitimate pass route the whole game. Now, why do I bring this up? The very next night, the New Orleans Saints have a very similar issue at wide receiver outside of Michael Thomas, right? Alvin Kamara was used 12 different times as either a slot receiver or a wide receiver out wide, and he had 7 catches, 72 yards. So you think about yourself, think about it. You say, wait a second now. We have this player. We have a shortage at a particular position. Why are we not utilizing him in this manner? And that comes back to what I was talking about last week in terms of the coaching. This coaching is poor. How is it that on 3rd and 1, you have Eli Manning slow-footed, cement in his shoe, rolling out against a fast defense? Why? And so as we play on forward, guys, we have to sort of look at it and say, wait a second. That's the question I asked last week. Is this coaching staff basically here until the next real coaching staff comes in and takes this thing forward? If that is the case, then we're just biding our time right now. These guys are not here for the long term. The defensive coordinator, at most, you can have betting odds right now that he will be fired by the end of the season. He will either they're both going, or he's going to take the ball for Shermer.
Hey, speaking of taking, I'm going to take that sound bite. We're going to take that sound bite right there. That is a bold prediction.
I'm telling you right now.
Bold. It's just even.
Hey,
here's
the deal. Because is that what we're doing here? Are we just biding our time until all this goes down? That's all I got for you.
Hey, you got any? Want to add anything else, man? From any of the stakeholders that you heard tonight? Or...
Yeah, you know, let me ask this. Yeah, you know, let me ask this question. Because there's been talk about how on Sunday there was a lot of, you know, the new players and the new defense, but some of the veterans were the ones making mistakes out there too. So let me ask this question. Do the Giants have talented players on defense and simply didn't play well, or did they not play well because they're not talented enough?
Great question.
Okay, I tell you what, that's a good question, Azul.
Absolutely. That's good.
That's a good question. Let's who you want to roll out with? I think Kristen should answer that.
Yeah, Kristen should answer that, man.
Let's do it, because you burn it up mad. You know how that goes.
I'm burning up mad.
Go ahead, Kristen.
That's right.
Hi, Sam. I'm sorry. What was the question again?
Do we have enough? Hey, Carl, say it again. I like pose
okay.
it again.
All right. Yeah, sure. I'll repeat the question.
For everybody
so,
in the forum.
On Sunday, you know, a lot of the excuse for the defensive poor play on Sunday was because people have been saying that this is a new defense and we have a lot of young players in the roster, even though there were some veterans that were making mistakes out there too. So I pose the question this way. Do the Giants simply have a talented defense who did not play well on Sunday, or did they not play well on Sunday because they're not talented enough?
Oh, wow, that's a great question.
We have talent. You know, it's funny that you say that because – I didn't even know where Jabril Peppers was last week. Did anybody see him?
Yeah, he was sitting up there
like,
with
that's
us.
How scarce. This is how scarce everybody was. We were getting beat on the run every single time. Defense completely fell apart. It was everybody's fault. Everybody crumbled. Defense was lousy. Offense was lousy. Eli was shook. And for him to go fourth in inches, I'm sorry, I still can't get that out of my friggin' brain to save my life. And as head chief, he should have said, you know what, Schumer, I'm not really comfortable with doing this worth of inches. Why don't we have freaking Saquon come out and run it? For you to put your trust in this man, this late in the game, was besides me. I'm still confused. We have talent. These guys have to prove it to me this week. Make a better judgment. I can't really make that decision yet because I haven't seen preseason is crap to me. That doesn't mean a bit of damn difference. It's like flag football. It makes no sense. It's ridiculous. There's more injuries on preseason than there is in regular games. I think they should shorten it, but that's another show. But my whole thing is, I mean, we have talent. But unless we get this thing together, it's going to be crap. Schumer was crap. The play calls were for Saquon to get a minimal, not even 10 touches in a game, is absurd.
Yep.
Absolutely absurd. We have a good defense, only. I just want to see what the hell we can do on Sunday, and then we'll go over the same question on Thursday. Because right now I can't even make that judgment. My whole thing is I am going to go for the Giants, but it's not going to be a blowout score. It's going to be like 17-14 Giants. If that.
Okay.
But we really got it together. We've got to get it together. These play calls, credits. And yeah, nobody had any passion on Sunday. Everybody played one quarter, and that was the end of that. And it was all downhill from there.
Okay.
So I really just have to wait till we play this week, and then we can really see what we're about. We'll be at home. We're coming up home, and we'll see how good we guys are batting at home, being safe. If we blow it on Sunday, I don't know what else to tell anybody. I don't know what to say.
Fair enough.
You know,
nobody
and these they're all sleeper teams, and Bills could be one of those teams, and so could we.
Got it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Dave is up. What's
up,
Dave?
Dave, man?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going
man.
On, Dave?
Hey, Carl. What's up, G-Star? What was the question? Because I got into the car late, so I don't know what was the question.
Okay, how was that against me? Are the Giants talented? Wait, what was? Oh God, where's Carl at? I can't pose it like you, Carl. Do it again.
Are you over
here? I like the way. Don't do the long version. Do the gist of it.
No,
real quick.
Okay.
Ahead.
The Giants' defense is the question. Giants have a talented defense that didn't play well Sunday, or did the Giants not play well on Sunday on defense because they simply don't have the talent?
Damn. You heard that, Dave?
Okay. I believe that the Giants have a talent defense. They just haven't played together. If you think about it, last year was the first year with the new defensive system, and then we bring in a bunch of new people, you know, and I think that the Giants played a real good football team last week, which is the Dallas Cowboys. I hate to say that, but what people forget is that the Cowboys have won this division twice in the last 3 years, and they've been together for a while, that defense and that offense. So I believe that the Giants came in with a game plan on saying, we're not going to let Zeke beat us. So we're going to... They were going to use regular, give them the 25 to 30 carry, which it didn't happen. And I believe that the Giants didn't adjust on the passing game. It was too late for them to adjust, but I just think they just didn't know what they were doing. And if you look at the game, the Cowboys went to the left, that other guy, he was autobiolizing like crazy. And the Giants, these were confused. They were looking at each other like, what is going on, you know? So that's what I think happened. I believe the Giants will do better this week. I think the defense will get better as the year as the weeks go by. The Giants defense is going to be better. So I think they really have the talent. I think our secondary is going to be great in the next couple of years, you know. But I believe the Giants will win this week, you know. But, you know, Buffalo is not the Cowboys, you know. They do have Josh Allen. He's still considered a rookie, you know. He's going to make mistakes, you know. And the Giants just need to capitalize on that. And I really, really need the Giants. I think the Giants need a turnover to start the game. Not the game, but in the first half, we need a turnover. We need a turnover if we want to win this game. Because we're not going to win a lot of games if we don't start creating turnovers, you know. And on the offense...
Before we go any forward, I do have a question.
Yes, sir.
Who's that?
Now,
who's this?
It's Nick.
Oh, yeah, good. Real quick, Nick. Go ahead.
Nick, real quick, bro.
So for everybody in the group, you know, since we were talking about Eli, do you think, you know, what week do you think they make that call between Eli and Daniel Jones?
That depends on this game.
That's a spinoff of Big O's question as well. Let's let Lady Blue answer that question. Lady Blue, give us your 3 minutes and we'll see if you get to the picks. Fire away, Lady Blue, on the Bills game. And then Nick's question just now as far as we're going to pull Eli, if we do. And then and that's kind of an add-on to Big O's question. Go ahead, Lady Blue.
Well, we just need, all in all, play better. Yes, the play calling was shit. The defense did crap. Our biggest veteran on our defense now is Jenkins is Jackrabbit, and he definitely screwed the pooch over the Sunday. Let me tell you, he was done. I mean, you're talking about our defense did so bad. They had over 7 pass plays for at least 20 yards. I mean, they were horrible. They looked like lost puppies. I mean, the offense actually didn't do that bad. I mean, except for we had almost 500 yards of offense, but we only had 17 points to show for it. And let's flip it. You know, we always used to say the defense is always so tired for being on the field so much. Well, flip it. The offense was on the field longer, kind of, but they couldn't do anything because they couldn't get third down. And then our defense couldn't get out of their own way. I think the defense is going to have more trouble this week with Josh Allen because he's got the legs. Don't forget, he's a running, rushing quarterback. He has rushed for touchdowns. He has rushed for over 10 yards. He's a mover. He's not like, you know, deadweight Eli that if he moved, we're terrified. But Josh Allen is going to be, I mean, he's going to be a problem for our defense if they can't get their shit together. I mean, they all should be embarrassed. They all should feel horrible the way they played because, I mean, we got hammered. I mean, it was awful. But I think that hit them. And look at it. I mean, this is our first home game. They're going to be in front of the fans. And these rookies are really going to feel like what it's going to feel like what it's going to how they're going to play in New York. Because let me tell you, those Bluebirds are going to come out real quick if they screw up again. I mean, New York is not an easy place to play. But they eventually they'll get – I mean, don't forget, like we've all said before, we're rebuilding. This is a rebuilding franchise right now. But unless – but we need to start from the top down. Our top people suck. Our coaches suck. I mean – the defense, the coordinators are awful. We need to get their shit together. And as far as playing Daniel Jones, it'll be week by week. I mean, if we're getting blown out again, yeah, they'll put Daniel Jones in the fourth quarter. But if we're winning, I have a feeling they're not going to put him in yet because they still want him to learn. But it'll be just like Dallas. If we're getting blown out and there's no chance in hell for us to win, they're going to put him in.
All right. Now listen, thank you, Lady Blue. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to blaze through these picks, blaze through them, and we're getting ready to do them right now. The picks are Saints versus Rams, Browns versus Jets, Eagles versus Falcons, and Bills versus Giants. Okay, we got to go in order. Azul, you ready?
Let's go. Let's get it rock and rolling, man.
Picks, you up first. Saints versus Rams.
Give me the Saints in the rematch.
Browns versus Jets.
Give me the Browns in the Mono Bowl.
And Eagles versus Falcons.
In the bird flu game, give me, unfortunately, the Eagles.
Bills versus Giants, bro.
We're a rebuilding team. Let's call it what it is. But I think we're going to eke this one out.
Give me a sentence for your final thought, man.
No, we'll hold up on base because you got announcements to make. So we'll hold up on base on his final thought.
You got announcements? Okay, bet.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
Bet. We'll hold off for that.
Next stakeholder. Who's next?
Worm is up.
Is Worm still with us? Worm is
still here.
Going. Oh. Worm's
okay,
gone. Go
Sarge.
Ahead. Who's next? Let's go to Sarge. Yeah.
Yo, what up?
Okay, Sam. Saints versus Rams. What'd you say, bro?
Say.
Okay. Browns versus Jets.
I'm as much as I even hear them, I'm just going to go with the Jets just because.
Eagles versus Falcons.
Eagles, unfortunately.
Bills versus us.
I'm not going to go against us. It's going to be some dumb shit like 12 to 10.
All right. Okay, bet. That's hard. Nick.
You got final thoughts on Sarge or no?
I'm going to go with the Saints.
Okay, hold up. We'll be back. Browns versus Jets.
All right.
Jets. Eagles versus Falcons.
Eagles.
Bills versus Giants.
Giants.
You want to give final thought?
I think the Browns suck. That's my final thought.
Very good. Beautiful. That's I agree with you 100%. Thank you, bro. Boudreaux. Saints versus Rams.
I think he's gone. I think he's gone. We'll get his.
Big O.
Let's go to Big O.
Big O. Saints versus Rams.
My bad, but you bet. Saints versus Rams, Saints.
Browns versus the Jets.
Browns.
Eagles versus Falcons.
Where are we playing at?
They found playing in Atlanta.
Eagles.
And you know the last game, Bills versus Giants.
I think Bills win it by close one.
All right, last
final thought, man. Final thought to go back to Carl's question, man. Answer yes, man. It's a combination of both.
They're not talented enough, and they lack some talent out there, man. I mean, our captains out there are bums. Ogletree is a bum, and Bethea is a bum. That's my final thought, man.
Peace and blessings, man.
Peace and blessings.
George. George,
yes,
here?
Sir.
Saints versus Rams.
All right, I like the Rams at home.
Browns versus Jets.
I like the Browns, man. Can't rock them.
Go ahead, George. Continue.
Eagles versus Falcons. Yeah.
Eagles. Falcons look like straight trash.
They do. And Bills versus Giants.
Giants in a tight one.
Thank you. Mr. Feelings. Yeah. Billy Bob here?
Yeah, he's there. Go ahead, Billy Bob. Fire away.
Billy Bob. Saints versus Rams.
I got the Rams.
Browns versus Jets.
Browns.
Eagles versus Falcons.
Falcons.
You know the last one.
Bills. I take it. Bills.
Okay, and anything to say? One last line?
My final thoughts is Dallas was more prepared, and they was a more ready team, and they've been together. That's why our defense looked like shit. Y'all got to understand that. That team, and added Jason Witten with that, that's why we look like that. Got it.
That's Billy Bob. Carl. He still here? Or he dropped?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
No, he there.
Yes, sir.
Carl, Saints versus Rams.
Yeah, I'll run them all down here. Rams, Browns, Eagles, Giants. Go to church on Sunday before that game.
Bam! Love it. Kristen.
Oh, yeah. No? My bad. That's my bad. Go ahead, Kristen.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Rams, Falcons, Jets, Giants. The Browns are overrated and the Eagles suck.
Love you. That's perfect. Perfect. Where's my Lady Blue?
Lady Blue.
Saints, Browns, Eagles, Giants. And if our defense can contain Allen and get their shit together, we may have a chance.
Bam! Lady Blue. Dave.
Good day.
I got Rams, Browns, the Falcons. And I got the Giants, and my final thought is that the Giants defense will get some turnovers, and Barkley will touch the ball at least 20 times if Sherman wants to keep his job.
I agree. I got Rams, Jets, Falcons, us winning 27-24. Yes, I did say that. And I think that what's going to happen is that everyone needs to tune into the show after the game. 929-477-4171. Thank you for Nick, Lady Blue, Sarge, Bakes, George, Carl, Billy Bob, Kristen, Dave, and check us out on all of social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everywhere you look, BleedBlueShow.com, and Azul's going to take this home.
Yeah, my pick, Saints, Browns, Eagles, Giants. So like Chris said, we'll be on immediately after the game on Sunday, Bills versus the Giants, the post game, immediately after the game, as soon as the game ends. Win, lose, or draw. Sangre Azul, ladies and gentlemen. Bleed Blue.
Sangre Azul. Let's do it.
Yes.
Can you dig it?
Wait. Before we go, Bakes left. I'm sorry. I forgot to get Bakes in on the final the announcements. Oh, by the way, week 3 in Tampa, the frontliners, I'll say it on his behalf. The frontliners, lot 14, Tampa Stadium on Sunday, week 3, that Sunday. Carl from the Chicago New York Giants, George as well, November 22nd to the 24th, the annual Rogue Tailgate Game. Giants at Bears will be out there. BigBlueChicago.com for all the information right there. And then, of course, the annual the homecoming game at MetLife Stadium, Giants versus the Cardinals. The frontliners is all that. Go to the events tab on BleedBlueShow.com. Everything's right there. All right, now we can sign off.
Can you dig it?
bleep bloop, 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 bleep bloop.